News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Like it says on the back of all of our t-shirts, that's right, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, I mentioned a minute ago about endorsements, so we're in this section right now. I'm calling this part of the Triple Dipper. Endorsements are flying in. Endorsements do have an impact. I mean, they mean something. Number one, it's kind of like your resume, if you will, in a campaign. It doesn't mean everything. Understand this? Sometimes you can get an endorsement you don't want, for that matter. You know, do you really want to be endorsed by the Cannabis Association of Alabama? I don't. But, you know, there's organizations that will tie themselves to you because, number one, it bolsters your political street cred. Number two, they're literally putting not only their dollars, but usually their name on the line by doing that. And that's big doings. Now, endorsements don't mean votes. And I'll tell you right now, when I ran against a longtime incumbent for the state Senate, he was the incumbent. He got all kinds of endorsements. I beat him anyway. He got all kinds of endorsements, but endorsements do not mean votes. However, they do mean something. And right now we have an open seat. There's no incumbent. But what we have is we have multiple candidates in the race, and I don't even know some of these. I've never heard of Lily Boddy, Carla DePriest, and Jake Schaefer, who are apparently running for U.S. Senate, too. I've never heard of them. I need to get to track them down, I suppose. But Katie Boyd Britt, Mo Brooks, and Mike Durant are the top three. They're the front runners in this race. And so literally, right now, the endorsements as they come in are pretty much all going to those three. Lieutenant General Mike Flynn just endorsed Mike Durant. That's big doings. Mo Brooks has on his website, mobrooks.com, he has a list of the endorsements he's received. So far right now, he's received the endorsements of three of the last four Alabama Republican Party chairmen. That's Terry Latham, Marty Connors, and Bill Armistead. So he's getting the endorsements of major party leaders in the state of Alabama. Mo Brooks. He's also been endorsed by Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Rand Paul, Alabama's own Congressman Barry Moore, who's extremely conservative. Organizations that have endorsed Mo Brooks are the Club for Growth. He's also been endorsed by Freedom Works, I believe it is. Am I correct in saying that? I think, yes, Freedom Works. He's also been endorsed, kind of interesting here, by Mark Levin. Mark Levin, a nationally syndicated talk show host, and that's kind of cool. He's been endorsed by the National Association for Gun Rights. He's also been endorsed by our own Dale Jackson, so there's that. So that's Mo Brooks. He's got multiple endorsements. Now, you might look at that and go, how does that matter to me? Well, maybe you care about what those people care about, and it makes you look towards Mo Brooks more. And then you've got Katie Britt. Now, Katie Britt's been endorsed by multiple associations across the state of Alabama. The Alabama Forestry Association, which is normally very conservative, they've endorsed her. ALFA, the Alabama Farmers Association, they've endorsed her. Manufacturer Alabama has endorsed Katie Britt. She just got their endorsement, and I don't think it really plays in much, for an organization called Maggie's List. I guess it's a nice thing to have, but it's basically a political action committee that only endorses female candidates. So that's the only one they had in Alabama, so they endorsed her. But, you know, then again, they can pick and choose who they want to endorse. And so she got Maggie's List here. Who else she's been endorsed by? I know I'm forgetting it. She's been endorsed by, did I say Manufacturer Alabama? I think I did. Now, what does that mean when you say, okay, the Farmers Federation? I mean, what does that really do? Well, there's a lot of farmers in Alabama. And you know, if you don't already know who you're going to vote for, you look for your newsletter and it says, oh, my association? Oh, the Farmers Association? They've endorsed Katie Britt? So, yeah, that's how that works. Plus, a lot of those come with PACs. And like I said, they put their money where their mouth is. So their name's on the line. They put money on the line. And right now, you're beginning to see those endorsements roll in. Of course, the biggest endorsement of all is Donald Trump. And whether you like him or not, do not deny for a second that he's the biggest endorsement in Republican land right now. And he's endorsed Mo Brooks along with Donald Trump Jr. All right, so folks, there you go. Endorsements flying in. Polls are out. Right now, it sounds like we've still got a three-way race between Brooks, Britt, and Durant, averaging with Brooks in the low 30s Britton Durant flip-flopping somewhere in the mid to upper 20s. I suspect there's going to be a runoff after the May 24th primary. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming back with Copper's Corner in just a minute. Stay tuned.